on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman. On the banjo and me, we got a few for singing.
Joining us right now is Rich Dodson from the Stampeders, and you might remember almost 30 years ago, it's hard to believe that long ago, but Sweet City Woman was in the top 10 in Boston's charts and the United States charts and Billboard's charts, and they had many hits on the charts, but I want to talk to him because he's from Canada, and I guess that first you hit the Toronto and charts and the charts in Canada, and then you crossed over to the United States. Tell us a little bit about how the band started, Rich.
Well, we started back in, 1964 in Calgary, Alberta.
Wow.
As a six-man band, and did the old rent a trailer, buy an old Caddy limousine for $800, all jump in and work our way down eastward from Calgary. Calgary's in the sort of the western part of Canada, and mm-hmm. we drove eastwards and played our way across to Toronto in 64, and ended up sort of settling in Toronto.
Now, when you started in 64, were you doing compositions of your own in Kimberley's, or were you doing a lot of cover stuff?
No, cover tunes.
Yeah.
The composition thing started maybe in about 67,
So what were the covers that you were doing? Were you doing, like, Beatles music, or were you doing...
Beatles, yeah. Love and Spoonful, that kind of thing. There was a couple of Roy Orbison fans and in the band.
Mm-hmm.
We started, of course, it was clubs then, and we were underage. So we had to paint mustaches on our face. Because everybody was 17, and the drinking age, I think, was 21 or 19 in some of the different provinces.
Hmm.
So it was always a battle to try and get the gig and sneak in two of the band members.
So what year was it that the band narrowed down to a trio?
1970.
Hmm.
The three older guys decided to quit. One was the brother of Kim Burley, the drummer, Al. He quit, and then the brother of the rhythm guitar player, Ronnie King's brother, quit, and then a friend of mine, Brendan Little, a bass player, quit. They were all older.
Yeah.
Enough of it, and it left the three of us, and Ronnie and I flipped a coin to see who would play bass, and I always tell him he won, so he got to play bass.
So you played lead guitar.
Ended up being the guitar player, although he's a very good guitar player. And then, so it was just guitar, bass, drums, and then we went into the studio and started having, we had our first hit in Canada, Carry Me.
Did Ronnie and Kim's brother regret leaving the group?
I think they did a bit after, because things just took off the minute they left. So,
well, it's kind of a bad news situation for them. Good news for you guys, less to split up
with.
I think
they were older and they were tired of it, and I think it forced us to sort of get things up and running.
Yeah.
And the three of us to make something happen. So maybe it opened doors for us in a way.
Yeah, I mean, the first year you had, I guess it was 71 when you had your first record out, right? That was Carry Me. That was 71?
Yeah, Carry Me, which was a sizable hit in Canada.
Yeah, that was from Against the Grain, which later spurned Sweet City Woman, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because that was a huge hit, and that became an international sensation.
Yeah, monster. Couple million.
What was that like dealing with that?
Oh, fabulous. it's quite an experience to be coming in 4 a.m. from some gig and hearing yourself number one on WABC in New York, drifting in on the radio.
Was it that was one of your compositions, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
The song I wrote, and of course, You Got a Friend and all of these incredible records at the same time.
You Got a Friend?
I think that was number one at the time.
James Taylor's song.
I think it was Carole King.
Yeah.
So it was fairly deadly competition, so it was nice company to be in.
Mm. So for starting out, you guys were together. It wasn't like an overnight success, though. I mean, you mentioned it was for the trio, but really for the group itself, it was a lot of work going to that.
I mean, I stayed in the band for about 13 years, so we'd been together quite a long time. Of course, we had about 10 top 5 hits in Canada, so we played quite a lot up here.
Right.
and then toured the States a lot, you know, open for everybody forever, signed to Premier Talent, and Premier Talent's thing was if you sign with Premier Talent, they got to pick the opening act for your shows, so that's how they broke their new talent, so they put us on with, you know, Black Oak Arkansas and Santana and all kinds of acts that they had at the time, so it gave us great exposure.
What was the most fun to tour with? Were any? I mean, I've talked to many people who opened for other bigger bands. Sometimes the bigger bands never even said hello to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they were real friendly, and they get to be friends with them. Who were some of the people that you really get to know and really get to like?
Well, I mean, we enjoyed touring with Black Oak Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were lots of fun. Jim Dandy, and I don't even know how well they did south of the border, but...
they did very well.
Yeah, they were lots of fun to work with, and we enjoyed touring with them. The other gigs were, you know, you didn't get much exposure to the act because everybody's in their own dressing rooms. You know, you sound check at a different time. You go on stage, they go on stage.
Yeah.
You know, and you're out the door.
Did you ever get to? I know you toured with Sonny and Cher at one point too. Did you ever get to meet them?
Yeah, we did a date with them, a couple of dates actually. Well, the CNE in Toronto and Reno, Nevada, at Harris.
I would assume in some parts of Canada that you guys were bigger than some of the opening acts.
Oh yeah, yeah. In Canada, we were very big. Was really a popular act here in Canada, and still are. You know, we still play every summer. So, and it's.
Do you do oldie stuff in the United States as well?
Some dates every now and then. There's something, but you know, we don't really have a. I don't have a full-time agent in the States. So, and the summers fill up here. We end up getting 20-25 dates in Canada.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because the summer we like to go out and play in the summer and take the families out, and bob around and. For the rest of the year, you know, there's maybe the odd corporate date, that kind of thing, but it's we enjoy playing in the summer. And of course, I mean, I'm a record producer, so I have other things I do, and the other guys have other things they do. So
anybody that you're promoting now in terms of who you're producing?
Well, I'm producing a girl act right now, but we haven't even thought of a name for it.
It's a little preliminary.
Kind of
Yeah.
And it's always that kind of thing, so if it surfaces on the Billboard charts, then you'll know about it.
We're talking with Rich Dodson. You're still together with Ronnie King and Kim Burley as well?
Yeah, the original band, yeah.
Wow.
And, it's been great still, you know, playing together. We reformed in 92, and, of course, it's a real buzz to go out with the guys, and it's lots of fun.
Now, I assume that most of you guys are family men now?
Pardon?
Are you mostly family men at this point?
Oh, yeah. Everybody is, yeah.
That changes things a little.
It does, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're...
Yeah, years ago when you went on the road, it was a lot of fun. You could get wild. Now you miss the kids, whatever. And
well, it's you know, it's fun playing and seeing your kids running around the front too. So
now, how many children do you have, Rich?
Pardon?
How many children do you have?
I just have a couple, a boy and a girl.
Are they into music?
Oh yeah, and my daughter's a very good keyboard player.
There you go. See.
And oh yeah, she's already planning. She wants to be in a group like Heart, she says.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad goal.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's the family thing is great. You know?
Yeah.
So it's another dimension to it, absolutely.
And in terms of new stuff, you guys working on some new compositions?
We're going to try and do a new album in the fall. You know, I'm pretty tied up right now with this production thing, but we're going to try and have something for the fall, a new album. We did sort of a country rock album a year and a half ago, Sure Beats Working, it's called.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's available. If anybody wants to come to our website, stampeters.net, you know, they could make contact with us and fire them a copy.
And
on Napster for as long as that lasts.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the country rock, because that's really where you guys started.
Yeah.
And
it's our roots, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, being from Calgary, you know, brought up in country music all our lives.
I mean, if you listen to some of the stuff that became, you know, so well-known and well-played around here, Sweet City Woman, it's not exactly country rock. It's kind of light pop.
To the cracks, yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the version you guys have hit the road, Jack, with Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, we did actually quite a few dates with Wolfman while he was still on the planet.
Yeah.
And
great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was...
He did an interview with me and did a number of promos, and the next day died.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. I never used them.
The last time we performed with him, he didn't look that robust.
Really?
He looked a bit sleepy.
Yeah. He sounded fine when we talked to him. I mean, I really had no
clue. Well, he lost a lot of weight, apparently.
Yeah, so I didn't see him. I was talking to him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he just sounded the same as he always did, you know?
Right.
It was just so weird. Right. What was the idea behind that, of putting the Hit the Road Jack song together?
Well, we met him at Saratoga Springs, you know, Hit the Road Jack. And, you know, it's Ronnie King, our bass player. Oh, I don't know. Let's do something with Wolfman. That could be sort of cool, just to make the record a bit different. And if I said, well, fold him up, you guys can think of something. You know, let's do something. So they just threw that thing together, and that was cool.
It was a hit.
Exactly. Yeah. So off the wall.
It's so weird, because you think of that song, you think of Ray Charles, and nothing Ray Charles about it, the Stampeders version.
Yeah.
Now, the Stampeders have a greatest hits type of thing. What is the name of the label? I'm looking at the label here.
Marigold?
Yeah, Marigold. Now, that's at the website as well?
Yep.
So they want to go to stampeders.net.
Sure.
They can pick up the CD.
Yep.
And there's bios and pictures and things.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read on.
Yeah. So the next thing is going to be the girl group.
Yep.
And then maybe we'll hear a new album from you
folks.
Well,
are you playing new stuff by older bands?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, then we'll do it.
Yeah, why not?
See, it's always finding a slot for it.
Yeah, you can. Well,
we need a chain of radio stations that actually maybe want to play new stuff by older bands, and that would be that would start a whole new buzz.
Well, you know, it's not that it's necessarily a chain of radio stations. It's only on certain times, but I would think that there are a lot of stations that play oldies in the country that also play the new stuff by those oldie bands.
Yeah. Because
I know that WODS in Boston is one of those
right.
who does that. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to cut it. I never got a copy of the new one. I would love to actually hear that.
Okay.
Because maybe we can play it. But
right.
I thought that you would have stuck that in there, but I didn't get that one.
Well, it's sort of country or so. But what?
Yeah, that's okay.
Did you give me the address?
I did. I can give it to you again
do
if you like.
Do it again right now. And
it's PMP Network.
Right.
This is going out over the air, but it's okay. P.O. Box 639. Randolph, R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H, Massachusetts, 02368. And anybody listening who heard the address just now, you know, send money. It's okay.
To Mark.
Write to me. No problem at all.
PMP Network.
PMP Network.
Then you will get a copy. Absolutely.
And this interview will be up on PMP Network sometime probably before the weekend. So
right.
Check it out.
So you're on the net too, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This whole interview, uncensored, will be on pmpnetwork.com.
Perfect. And then in Boston, I guess on regular.
Yeah, it'll be on Magic 106.7 on the Entertainment Minute part of it.
Because the net's quite good.
Yeah.
Up here we've got iceberg.com with a bunch of things in it.
And we've got 5 million listeners on our site, so
it's
doing pretty well.
Well, soon you'll be in the automobiles, and then it'll be a whole new game.
And it will be. It'll be unbelievable. People will be listening to this interview right now, live on their radios. It's kind of cool. Almost like radio, like it used to be, but in all the cars all over the country and in the world.
Right.
Which is amazing to me.
Right.
But that's down the road a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Around the time the new Stampeders album comes out.
Exactly.
All right. Rich Dodson, thanks so much for joining us, and go visit Rich at stampeders.net on the web. And take care of yourself.
Thank you. Nice talking to you, Mark.
You too.
And hi to everybody in Boston.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.